the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
The arrival of the King, taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 28 to 44. And thank you to the Barlow family for bringing us that amazing, dramatic retelling of this chapter. In my Bible, the passage is titled, Jesus Comes to Jerusalem as King. And it tells us that Jesus arrived on a donkey, just like Issachar over there. So why did Jesus choose to arrive in Jerusalem on a donkey? Well, I think it helps to show us some ways in which Jesus was no ordinary king. But firstly, how do we know it was a donkey? Luke tells us in chapter 19, verse 30, that Jesus asked his friends to get a colt that had not been ridden. Now, a colt usually means a young horse, but this same event is also written about by Matthew, Mark, and John. It's in every gospel. And Matthew, one of Jesus's 12 disciples, who would have been there and seen this firsthand, tells us that Jesus said to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt, her baby, beside her. Untie them and bring them to me." So it's definitely a donkey, isn't it, Issachar? But let's now look at three ways in which choosing a donkey helps us to see exactly what kind of king Jesus is. Number one, it shows us he's a promised king. Matthew goes on to give us the first reason why King Jesus chose the donkey. We read in Matthew 21, verse 4 and 5, "This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Zechariah. Say to the daughter Zion," that's Jerusalem, "see, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." That's quoting Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. So by choosing a donkey, Jesus was firstly showing us that he was indeed the special king promised to the Jewish people long, long ago. The Messiah, God's anointed king, someone who would save them from their enemy. And as Jesus rode along, Luke tells us that the people shouted praise to Jesus using a psalm of David. It's Psalm 118 in our Bibles. And if we look in the other three Gospels, we see that they shout out more of this psalm using the word Hosanna, which means save us. Now, the enemy that the Jewish people wanted saving from at this time were the Romans, who had taken over their land. They were making them pay loads of tax. They didn't realize that Jesus was a king that had come to save them from a much bigger enemy than the Romans, the enemy of the devil and of sin and death itself. The Jewish people didn't recognize that this was the real reason Jesus was arriving in Jerusalem. In Luke 19, verse 41, we see that Jesus cried when he looked at Jerusalem because the people there did not recognize the time of God's coming. So I guess a big question for us to think about is, do we recognize Jesus for who he truly is? Secondly, I think that Jesus chose a donkey to show that he is a humble king and to show us who his kingdom is for. Now, a donkey is gentle and he's humble, known for carrying heavy burdens for its owner. A donkey would have been a poor person's means of transport, definitely not an earthly king's choice. The choice of a donkey reflects Jesus' gentle and humble heart and willingness to share our burdens that we can read about in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Throughout all the Gospels, we see time and time again evidence of Jesus reaching out to the weary, the burdened, the poor, the sick, the little children, the outcast, the despised, and saying that his kingdom is for these kinds of people. We just have to go back one chapter in Luke to see so many wonderful examples of this. In Luke chapter 18, verse 9, Jesus tells a story which celebrates the broken honesty of a sinful tax collector rather than the bragging pride of a Pharisee. In verse 16, Jesus called the little children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And then in verse 18 to 29, Jesus warns about how hard it is for rich people to enter his kingdom. In verse 35, it's a blind man, somewhat ironically, who recognizes Jesus as son of David, the promised king, and receives healing from Jesus. And lastly, at the beginning of chapter 19, we see Zacchaeus, the cheating, greedy tax collector who has his life turned around after having tea with Jesus. So when Jesus rode a humble donkey into Jerusalem, it showed us that he really is a king for the least, the last, and the lost. What an encouragement to us all to know that no matter how much we are struggling or how little we may think of ourselves, humble, gentle Jesus wants to be our king and for us to share in his kingdom. You are precious to King Jesus. And finally, when Jesus chose the donkey, it helps us understand that he is an obedient king. As well as being humble animals, donkeys are known for their obedience, their steadfastness, and their reliability to carry out hard work. And these are more reasons why the donkey was such a perfect animal to carry King Jesus. Because King Jesus himself came to earth to be and do all of those things. We read in Paul's letter to the Philippian church in chapter 2 a really amazing description of Jesus. It says this: Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used for his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because although the people around him didn't really understand or realize, King Jesus knew that his donkey ride to Jerusalem was going to end a week later in an unfair and painful death on a cross. And as Jesus was riding that donkey into Jerusalem, when he looked down at the donkey, he would actually have seen a cross, because quite wonderfully, donkeys have a cross marking on their shoulders. And Jesus knew that by obeying his Father and doing his will, by going to the cross, he would be able to take the whole enormous burden of the world's sin there with him. In another amazing prophecy about Jesus on the cross, in Isaiah 53, verse 6, we read, "The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity or the sin of us all, to bear all our sins so that we don't have to carry them ourselves anymore." Such a heavy, heavy load to bear, but promised, humble, gentle, obedient, steadfast, servant-hearted King Jesus was prepared to do it all because of his deep, deep love for us. So the fact that Jesus chose a donkey to arrive on has helped us see just what a unique and amazing king Jesus is. And I suppose one question remains though. Is Jesus your king? Or is someone or something else reigning in your life? The king has arrived. And perhaps as we start Easter week, we can all take some time to think about that question. Let's pray. King Jesus, we praise you as God's promised King. We shout Hosanna and we thank you for saving us. King Jesus, we thank you that you are a humble King who invites the least, the last, and the lost, and therefore all of us, into your kingdom. And King Jesus, we thank you that you are an obedient King, willing to arrive in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago and bear our sin and lay down your life for us. Amen.